remember that we're reaching for the stars. So this is about joining ourselves in our highest allowance, our highest value, our highest aptitude. So in other words, we want to remember that, are you coming, my love? I'm coming. I know. We're swinging from the trees. We're swinging from the chandelier. In other words, we want to remember that when we're confined to darkness, when we're confined to our egoic trance, our mind, we have stopping points. We have everything's fine until it isn't. What we're doing is we're joining with our light. We're joining with our higher awareness. We're joining and trusting in our true illuminated field. So the more that we remember that there is an energetic overlay, there's an energetic attunement as we breathe in that alignment and trust. So that trust is you have the fear, you have the anger, you have the whatever the afflictive emotion may be, and then we are supported by the light. So there's a grand revelation, there's a grand, like when they talk about like the revolution of consciousness, this is what they're referring to, or what we're referring to, because we are them. So we're taking the lead in that upright administration and allowing the light to guide and allowing the light to really consume us. So the way we do this is we offer ourselves in our entirety. So again, you're offering yourself to your I Am presence. It's not like, oh my gosh, someone else is going to be in charge. This is not good. We're allowing that aspect of self that is beyond duality, that is beyond the conflict, that's beyond all that we perceive of with our limited glance. And we're allowing that state of arrival to lift us up into new delicacies, into new horizons, into new eternal glances. So in other words, we're returning to our light, we're returning to our wholeness. So we're allowing, when I'm saying this, I literally see Metatron's cube, which is so funny because, gosh, how do I say this like in words? Like they're just sort of like abstract concepts until we really understand who it is we are. We're not looking at energies or images that are separate from us. So it's like we're coming alive from our own rightful ecstasy. So when I say ecstasy, like that's a pretty powerful word there, or energy allowance. And so this is where we're really cutting the cords with yesterday. In other words, no longer duking it out with self or others, and allowing that gorgeous light, that creative influence, that God impulse, the truth of self, to come on board. Now, this is where we're going to find solutions that are unheard of in past decrees. So in other words, when you believe that you're separate, when you believe that you're finite, you're in the body only, then you only have so many options. When you move to the light, when you move to higher allowance, when you light, you allow the light to precede you, you wake up to new discoveries. And so those new discoveries are unity consciousness where we're all holding hands. So all holding hands is the conflict's over. Of course, it was just a dream of conflict. So we want to remember that we're offering ourselves to the beloved. So the beloved being our own Christ self, our own I Am witness, that has more to offer, more to give, more to increase our favored the words are just not transferring today, our favored existence. I'll just say that, because when we hold that existence, what it is we're like in the eternal pulsation of what we consider to be the universe. So we really recognize that we're all of it. We recognize that we actually are I am that I am. So those are just like lofty words of a semblance that we are bestowing upon ourselves. So again, you don't intellectually have to understand any of it, because we're going beyond the intellect, we're going beyond the mind and claiming divine union. So in that place of divine union, there is no separation, there is no fear, there is no conflict. And so all that you are destined to receive, to unite with, it comes on board, is lit up. So it's extraordinary allowance, extraordinary gifting. So we want to remember that we're the ones that gift ourselves. So it's not like, oh, when is it coming? You know, like a rain shower. Like, I'll just hold my tongue out and wait. We're the ones that consent. So as we will dream in the light, as we will open up to our divine decree, we make all things possible. So again, we're offering our heavenly vision. We're offering our like spot on the grid to this highest claim. So this highest claim will move mountains. It works through us. It works through all that we're envisioning and makes everything new. So in other words, we see through spiritual awareness. We create out of light. We create out of forward glancing. So that forward glancing, remember, is it already is. What we're doing is marrying it. We're bringing it into the now arrival. So what is waiting for us in consciousness, we are claiming. So this is where it's that consent. It's that action step of opening to the sacred heart, where it's like there are no winners, there's no losers, and there's no separation. There's no one that has to be behind you because they need to suffer a while longer, including your past selves. So there are many of us that it's like, okay, you know, they don't know any better, I forgive them, but you're still beating up yourself. Now, some of this is occurring in the physicality. So there are some that are having physical symptoms. And so there's this internal warfare that's occurring. And it's almost like a volcano that's erupting to be seen, to be noticed, to be healed. So you want to allow that love to be given ever most readily to your own occurrence. So this is where you're still frustrated with yourself. You still think you are behind. If only you had taken that left turn instead of the right, you wouldn't be where you are. So we want to remember it's that perception of self. It's that relationship of self that is causing the false injury, not the right versus left turn at the fork of the road. So again, we're allowing all the plates to be full. We're allowing all to be bestowed with grace. We're allowing all to be bestowed with grace. So imagine you're filling your loving cup, you're filling all the passerby's loving cup, you're filling the ones that you were holding grudges with, you're filling their loving cup, so that all will receive. All will receive in equanimity. So allow yourselves to receive the grace of mercy. So the grace of mercy is really coming alive into your total claim, into your total self, into your total inheritance. So when I say this, there are, even when I use the word I, it just doesn't even make sense in the state. There are ones of illuminated awareness that are proctoring us or providing us or lending us a helping hand to show us the way. So some of us are just so used to certain ways of being where it's almost like you do something, I don't know, like this is the wrong maneuver, but you do it so long you just don't even realize that there's another circulation, meaning there's another way. So these like emphasis, they're showing me like King of Pentacles. So a lot of power is helping us to move into constant motion, meetings to sort of like those areas that just have been sort of stuck to kind of dislodge. And now I've got like this spiritual dragon, and it's like the energy that is being offered. It's really quite intense. It's really quite strong. So again, what couldn't be done, what couldn't be achieved in yesteryear, it's recent as this morning, is now a possibility. So we want to realize that. It's like everything's set up for our advancement. Everything's set up for us to join with the light. Because remember, the sooner we join, the sooner we can celebrate with all. So the ones that are being stirred, the ones that are being ready, the ones that are shouting out hallelujah, in other words, showing up at channeling groups in the middle of the day, it's like you're being prompted, you're being supported. Because as we align with light, that goes off in kindly gesturing to all. And so it just quickens the arrival of the new earth. It just quickens the arrival of a new state of awareness. So allow yourself to receive, and to receive mightily. To receive mightily. Someone's clearing some lifetime, I don't know, it's like pirate ships or Norsemen or something like that. But it was really quite brutal, I would say. I mean, everyone's sort of working out of their ego. And so this is where it's like we're just such beautiful beings of light. But we remember, it's like when we function out of the ego, we're all just sort of a little bit lost. So this is where we offer mercy to all, because we've all gotten lost. It's so interesting to me, whoever that is, I really don't know, but I can feel it, where it was really quite intense, because when the ego just corners you, it's like you gotta win no matter what. You gotta win no matter what. So I promise you, there's someone in your life, whoever that is, who plays that role for you. And you're like, why are they like that? Why are they like that? So there's an opportunity for great healing. Great healing. Receive, receive, receive. Again, remember, all of our multidimensional aspects are in concert. In other words, when we heal here, we heal other lifetimes, other inclusions, other realities, parallel realities, and so forth. I just see light, light, light. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, everybody, so much for attending to that.